My ancestors were in the gas business. And I am not talking about the gas you get from eating too much chili. I am talking about the natural gas business, particularly in Northwest Pennsylvania. They often worked the gas leases, which meant that they didn't own the land or have the mineral rights to it, but they were responsible for making sure that all the pumps pumping the oil and the gas were running, and in order to pay them, the landowner let them live in the house that was on the property. So they didn't own the house or the property, but they worked it. They were responsible for making sure that the gas and the oil was flowing out of the pumps, filling the barrels, and then going off to the refinery. And if the pumps weren't working, they got no gas and no oil, and they also got no house, because if you lived in the house, you were responsible and accountable for making sure that the work was completed. So in other words, they were renters, living on the land of another, accountable to their landlord. Well, just as it was for my ancestors, tenants living off and living in the land of a landlord, so too has it always been for the children of God. We are reminded that the world and all that it is in it is in fact God's, that the nation and the people of Israel is the fruit and the labors of God's work. We are reminded that it is God who planted the vineyard, that God was the one who built the fence around it, who dug the wine press to mash the grapes to create the juice and the wine. We are reminded that it is God who built the watchtower to watch over his people. We are reminded that the world and the nations are the labors and the fruits from God's very own hands. It is the world's dirt under God's fingernails. And therefore, it is entirely in God's perspective to whom God will give the garden. And God gave it at first to his people of Israel, to Abraham and Abraham's descendants. And then he sent Moses and Joshua to lead the people. He sent judges and kings to lead them in the ways of righteousness, constantly tending and working his garden. But he made the people he created out of his love and generosity and his grace, he only asked that if I give you the vineyard, that in the due time I might receive the fruits of our labors. And in the fullness of time, God sent prophets to his people, asking not for grapes or grains or apples or pears. The prophets asked the people for the fruits God desired. He asked for justice. He asked for mercy. And most importantly, the prophets asked the people for love. And the people didn't want to hear it. So they did the unthinkable. And they beat the snot out of the prophets. They ignored what they had to say. They even killed some and stoned the others. But God at long last sent his son, saying, "Surely they will listen and respect my heir, my beloved. Surely they will recognize his authority and give me my due." But they ended up killing him, throwing him outside of the vineyard and leaving him there in the dust of our world. God did a miraculous and gracious and wonderful thing, creating a nation and a people and giving it to those whom he loved and cared for. but his own people were not responsible with the vineyard. In fact, they thought it was theirs. They tried to steal the world and the nation and the garden away from God. And then God did another miraculous thing. God gave the garden to us. We are not Jews. We are not literal descendants of Abraham. But out of God's heart, his mercy and his love, he opened the garden to us all. And more so than that, he gave us his son and the blood of his son to cover our sins and our failures. But he also gave us the resurrection of the son that we might walk in a newness of life where death no longer has its sting, where graves are emptied and there is life instead of death, joy instead of misery, hope in the midst of sorrow and despair. God poured out God's self upon us through his Son, through his Spirit, that we might at long last be a people who give to God God's due, that we might be responsible instead of irresponsible, that we might remember that this world and our nation are the property of God's, because God is the one who made it in the first place. As the psalmist reminds us, the earth is the Lord's, and all of its fullness therein. And through the Son and through the Spirit, we as a people might at long last give God the fruits of God's vineyard. Now, around here, we all know about fruit. You can go to Brandt's and get some apples, and they're good apples. There is more than one winery that you can go to enjoy the fruits of people's many labors. But the fruit that God desires is neither apples, nor pears, nor grapes, nor wine. Because of the Son and because of the Spirit, we might at long last be a people of justice, a people of mercy, of goodness, gentleness, self-control. Through the work of God, Father, Son, and Spirit, we might at long last become a people of hope and courage, a people of strength, a people of bonding together in a community instead of being by ourselves struggling against the world. Because of what God has done, Father, Son, and Spirit, we might at long last be the vineyard of God Almighty and bear bushels and bushels of love. That's the fruit that God wants from his vineyard, that God would work so hard and so tirelessly at great cost to God's one and only Son, that God would pour out God's Spirit upon you and upon me, that we might at long last be a people and a church that bear fruit. And yet, for all that God has done for us, it would seem God still has work to do. Because while we have already borne fruit for God, and we could all lift up stories of how we have cared for one another and reached out for one another, there are stories of our community and all that we have done to the glory and to the praises of God Almighty. But yet, if we were to look in the spiritual mirror, I think it's safe to say we all could use a little pruning. For there is still parts of us that do not yet bear fruit for God. There are still things and forces and powers at work in our life that seek to pull us away from God. And we end up producing not love and joy and grace and mercy, all of those wonderful fruits of the Spirit, but there are things at work in our lives to make different kinds of fruit. Hate instead of love. Judgment instead of forgiveness. Selfishness instead of selflessness. Miserly instead of generous. Despair and sorrowful instead of hoping beyond hope. Do we still not catch ourselves looking with suspicion at our neighbors? Do we not look at certain classes of people and think they might be terrorists? Are we not suspicious of other people? Are we not jealous of what others have and we have not? Are we not worried about our own little corners of God's world instead of seeing that all of the world is God's? I think it's safe to say it only takes 5 minutes of me looking at myself to see that God has got a lot of work to do. But the good news, my friends, is that in Jesus Christ, it's already finished. By pouring out his Spirit upon us, the work that he started is going to be one day a work finished. Because it's God doing the digging. It's God building the fence. Why would God build a wine press if he didn't one day expect it to have fruit in it? Why would God build a watchtower if he wasn't planning on defending and guarding his people? Why wouldn't God fertilize us with the waters of the Holy Spirit if God didn't one day expect you and I to bear fruit? So, my friends, if this is what God is doing, then it means that any of us can bear fruit for God, because God is the one doing the growing. But it also means that it isn't up to us to be God. It's up to us to be the ones tending the garden. It's not as if we own it. We are the renters. But God is the one who is producing the faith and the hope and the love in us. And if God is the one doing the growing, then there is no excuse for while you and I aren't growing and changing and transforming. Because it's the work of God, Father, Son, and Spirit, not the work of Trinity, the work of you, the work of me. But, my friends, it means we don't own the garden. It means we're renters. It means that this is God's enterprise, and it ain't ours. It means that our purpose is the one God gives to us, not the purpose I give to you or you give to yourself. The vineyard is God's. That means it's God's say. That means we're just the tenant farmers. And the only thing we can do is yield ourselves into the hands of God. But it also means that you and I are going to be held accountable and responsible for what we have done with God's Son and Spirit given to us. It simply means that it matters what we do, it matters what we don't do. And we have no excuse for not bearing whole acres of spiritual fruit, because it's Father, Son, and Spirit doing the growing. So, my friends, to just be God's people is to be the fruits of God's labors. But it also means that you and I have got responsibilities to tend all of this. But we're not out to see bigger numbers sitting in our pews. We're not out to see more money sitting in those plates, or to have better carpet or more land. If we are going to be responsible people working in the vineyards of Jesus Christ, it means that you and I are responsible for justice. You and I are responsible for mercy. You and I are responsible for hope and for love. It also means you're responsible for the person sitting next to you and in front of you and behind you, the ones up here, the ones that ain't in the room yet. Because if it's God's vineyard, they just might be in it too. But of all those things that we are responsible for, the responsibilities given to us in Christ Jesus, perhaps the most important for us this morning, as we celebrate and remember All Saints' Day, is that you and I are responsible for hope. And I'm not talking about that sentimental feeling that we get on a Christmas morning or on a kid's birthday. I am talking about shining the light of Christ when there ain't no light. When the neighbor is sick. When a friend has died. When a child is struggling with school. When somebody is growing old and their health and their minds are failing. When a neighbor is struggling with poverty. When there is somebody dealing with addictions in all of its many forms. We are a people blessed Father, Son, and Spirit, so that we might shine the light of God into the world's darkness. Because we are a people that know Jesus is Lord, the cancer is not. Jesus is Lord, not the reaper who has stolen our friends and family away from us. It means that there is the kingdom of God, and all the kingdoms of this world are brought to its knees. So, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are God's vineyard that God has dug, that God has watered, that God has hedged in. God has the wine press ready for you and I, with the watchtower standing guard over us. The question put before us is, are we going to give God God's due? Paid in faith, paid in love, but most importantly, paid in hope? Or will we dare to do the unimaginable and try to steal the vineyard away from God? My friends, we have been blessed by God more than we can scarcely imagine or recognize. But we have been blessed that we might bless others. And that is what it means to be stewards of God's vineyard, responsible and accountable to the one who made us at great personal cost in the first place. So what if to be faithful to God means we must learn to be responsible with God's many blessings, not keeping them unto ourselves, but nurturing in one another? Faith when there is no sight, hope when we only have despair. And what if we were a vineyard that cultivated love while everyone else is spreading the manure of hate? My friends, this is the work of God, finished in Christ and still at work among us in the power of His Spirit. Let us yield ourselves to God in faith, and let us produce fruit, fruit for the one who loves us so, and we might just find that through God, Father, Son, and Spirit, we might be worthy of being called sons and daughters of the Almighty. May God be given all of the glory and the honor and the praises and the might of His people this day and every day to come until the end of all ages. And the people say, Amen.